across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Here we go with another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've packed the hour with news and information farmers and producers can use. Andrew McRae is ready to get us started with a visit to the American countryside.
This family can trace its lineage to a family member who escaped execution by having himself smuggled out of the country inside a sea chest. The family went on to have a hand in founding one of the first land-grant universities of the nation. The story is next on the American countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
The history of this farm can be traced to the civil unrest in Ireland in the late 18th century.
The first bulls were born in the 1700s in Ireland and were a member of the Irish militia involved in the revolt of 1798, which was a failure.
Lewis Logan is the president of the Bull Estate Museum. He says that one of the men in the Bull family had to escape capture and execution by the British Crown for his part in the revolt.
His wife and son obtained tickets to come to the United States on an American flag ship, and he was inside their luggage, and once they were outside of England, he crawled out a free man on an American ship. We have the trunk here.
The trunk in which David Bull hid is here at the Bull Mansion near State College, Pennsylvania. The family purchased this land from speculators. They were truly pioneers for the area.
They bought 100 acres at this site where nobody else was settled. Now we have Penn State here, but they were the first settlers in the shadows of Mount Nittany.
They began subsistence farming and then benefited from an early route of that era.
It was called the Queen's Highway that went from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh through central Pennsylvania, right on this property.
So the Bulls built two taverns to take advantage of natural springs here that could be used for water, making alcohol, and providing services to travelers. The son, George, became a lawyer, expanded his holdings to about 12,000 acres, and helped establish the Central Pennsylvania Agricultural Society. In the 1850s, that society petitioned for a high school to teach agriculture. It later became a place well known today.
Having the Farmers High School here became the Pennsylvania Agricultural College, which later became Penn State.
There's much more to this story, though, including a direct tie to Christopher Columbus, some of the explorer's items on display here. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McRae.
Max Armstrong is waiting in the wings, but it's Tony St. James and Agriculture Today, straight ahead.
Do you farm land anywhere in CJ Country and want to increase your harvest and improve your yields? Allegheny Farm Drainage, right here in Basem, has been providing industry-leading solutions utilizing GPS design, installation, and ongoing maintenance. They pride themselves on being a family-run agricultural service, providing CJ Country farmers a customized drainage solution for every type of acreage. If you have questions about drainage, Allegheny Farm Drainage has answers. Call them at 762-4411 and online at AlleghenyFarmDrainage.com.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
U.S. ethanol exports surged in August on the strength of record sales to Canada and the European Union, pushing total shipments to 188.8 million gallons. That's a 15% monthly increase and 24% higher than last year. The month's gains, anchored by 74.4 million gallons moving into Canada and 47.6 million gallons routed through the Netherlands for use in the EU, with both markets combining for nearly two-thirds of total exports. And again, no foreign ethanol entering the U.S. during the period. Now, additional buyers did shift sharply. Colombia increased imports by 43% to 14.1 million gallons. India rebounded after months of minimal activity, and Mexico moved higher as the United Kingdom, Peru, and the Philippines eased back. Year-to-date ethanol exports, 1.42 billion gallons. That's tracking 16% ahead of last year. Producers are closing out 2025, facing deep financial losses and no approved disaster aid from Washington, even as projected income shortfalls exceed last year's. High input costs and weak commodity prices are squeezing margins across nearly every major crop. It leaves many farms relying on operating credit and off-farm income to bridge into 2026. Now, analysis from Dr. Bart Fisher at Texas A&M's Agriculture and Food Policy Center shows all major commodities tracked by USDA are projected to lose more than $100 per acre this year. And with rice losses roughly doubling last year's levels, soybeans, the lone crop with slightly better price prospects, and that's thanks to a new agreement with China, yet projected returns remain firmly negative. On the ground, growers wrestling with cash flow shortfalls, bigger operating loans, and pressure from rising land rents, as well as stubborn input costs. And after 8 years of ad hoc disaster aid, many producers wary of one-off checks, but see few alternatives in the current price environment. Well, farmland values across the 7th Federal Reserve District, based in Chicago, rose modestly in the third quarter, continuing the slow, steady trend that's carried through much of 2025. According to Ag Banker surveyed on October 1st, land values up 3% from a year earlier, mirroring the previous quarter's gains. Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin posting annual increases, while Iowa saw a slight year-over-year decline. Quarter-to-quarter, district held flat, reflecting softer demand and more cautious purchasing behavior heading into winter. Credit conditions weaken further, revealing the financial pressure that many farm operations are facing. Repayment rates on non-real estate loans fell for the 8th consecutive quarter. Renewals and extensions increased again, and loan demand remained elevated as producers relied more heavily on operating credit. Funds available for lending also declined for the 10th straight quarter, and collateral requirements increased. Interest rates, they eased slightly, but remain above most producers' preferred levels. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
He's made quite a career of bringing farmers news they can use. He's Max Armstrong, standing by with the Farm Progress America Report when we return.
Avon Power Equipment has everything you need to get your yard work done. Lawnmowers, riders, zero turns, chainsaws, string trimmers, gas blowers, tractors, snowblowers, and more from top brands like Bad Boy, Cub Cadet, Echo, Husqvarna, LS Tractor, Spartan, and others. Plus a full service team that has plenty of experience working on all brands and machines. Avon Power Equipment believes in the products they sell, which is why they offer a lifetime engine and powertrain coverage on all zero-turn mowers. Like and follow Avon Power Equipment on Facebook or stop on down 1533 Route 15 in Avon across from the flea market and drive-in for Avon Power Equipment.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with BASF. Farmers continue to explore new ways of bringing profitability to their farms, and for every operation, those options to diversify look different. For some, organic production might be the key, and those folks could learn a lot at the Organic Grower Summit, coming up in just a few weeks. I'll have more after this.
On the next Plan Smart, Grow Smart, we're going to hear from Michigan farmer Jeff Schluckbeer. I asked him why he believes in using fungicides.
We've seen almost every year, especially in the last couple, where fungicides at the very least always gets you your money back. It always returns your investment. So with more disease pressure that we're seeing in this area, I'd say even the smallest of margins, you can see a benefit by spraying those fungicides on almost all of our crops.
Well, what kind of weed pressures do you get here?
So we're starting to get a little more of a diverse weed pressure here. That is something else that's coming up from the south.
Will you take a little bit of a weed challenge out there? Will you accept that?
We don't. We take pride in delivering a clean crop to the elevator. And then on top of that, if you let it go one year, it's going to be twice as bad the next year.
Join our conversation with Jeff as we plan smart and grow smart together. See it on the next This Week in Agribusiness. Or visit plansmartgrowsmart.com for more information.
The Organic Grower Summit, set for December 3rd and 4th in Monterey, California, is one of the nation's most targeted educational events for producers working in or thinking about the organic marketplace. Organizers bill the summit as a hands-on, grower-first conference designed to connect farmers with researchers, input suppliers, technology providers, and marketers across the organic value chain. You can find the full program details online at organicgrowersummit.com. This year's speaker lineup includes agronomists, soil scientists, supply chain specialists, and retail buyers who work directly with organic commodities. Educational sessions will cover soil health innovations, organic weed management, new biological inputs, crop protection strategies under the National Organic Program rules, and updates on organic certification requirements. Several sessions will examine post-harvest handling and market access, which can help growers understand what buyers need from farms transitioning into organic production. While the summit focuses on organic cropping systems, many topics carry value for conventional growers as well. Market analysts continue to track steady demand for organic fruits and vegetables, and many conventional farms view specialty organic acreage as a way to capture premium prices or spread risk and build soil health benefits with rotational changes. Event coordinators say those economics are top of mind this year, and they expect strong attendance from growers evaluating whether organic acres could strengthen their farm's long-term profitability. The trade show floor remains one of the bigger draws for the show. Exhibitors will include seed companies, biological and fertility providers, weed control innovators, precision ag firms, post-harvest equipment manufacturers, and labor efficiency technology providers. Attendees can compare tools, ask technical questions, and speak directly with the companies developing products tailored to certified organic crop systems. I'll have more on the Organic Grower Summit when we come back.
Sanford Home Sales in Nunday is a premier supplier of custom-designed modular and manufactured homes. If interested in a new home and have questions about the process or their model home's sales prices, give them a call at 585-468-2700 or go to sanfordhomesnunday.com.
Registration is now open for the Organic Grower Summit. That's December 3rd and 4th at the Monterey Hyatt in Monterey, California. For farmers interested in evaluating organic opportunities, or if you're an experienced organic grower looking for agronomic and market advice, get registered for OGS at organicgrowersummit.com. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Just ahead, the Ag RadioNet Farm News, and later this half hour, Bill Baker brings us Dairy Radio Now. We'll be right back.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Java or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Pivot Bio has expanded their weatherproof nitrogen portfolio with a new dry planter box treatment for corn. One of the world's leading innovative ag tech companies, Pivot Bio announced the launch of this new dry planter box treatment for nitrogen fixing technology, Pivot Bio Proven G3 Dry for Corn, giving farmers another convenient, reliable way to apply their exclusive gene-edited microbes at planting. This new dry application delivers weatherproof nitrogen directly in the planter box, combining the same locked-in microbial nitrogen performance with a premium dry carrier that includes micronutrients to support early growth and root development. Both products integrate seamlessly with existing planting practices, maintaining the same agronomic performance as their liquid and seed treatment counterparts. With three application formats now available, Pivot Bio says they're reinforcing their position as one of the most well-rounded biological portfolios on the market. According to Travis Frey, the chief technology officer at Pivot Bio, the microbes are designed to do one thing exceptionally well: fix nitrogen on the root, right where the plant needs it. Pivot Bio Proven G3 has continued to deliver strong yield performance and consistency across a wide range of growing conditions. Growers are being charged about 30% less per acre than synthetic nitrogen inputs. They've shown strong performance in other crops, including cotton, where the supplement see 20% of their nitrogen and achieve up to 50-pound lint increase per acre. For corn, it's even more so. Dry products available through Pivot Bio's commercial and retail networks while supplies last. It's expected it'll be a while to get the total amount produced for the U.S. market.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
October tractor sales were down nearly 20% compared to the year before. Combine sales were down nearly 27%. According to the most recent data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, U.S. sales of tractors and combines have decreased precipitously. Canadian sales did drop as well. Combines down 17.6%, tractors 11.6%. According to Kurt Blades, a senior vice president of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the declines in sales followed a slight uptick in both Canadian and U.S. sales in September, but they understand the uncertainty and volatility that remains in the marketplace.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Soybean markets have had a difficult time trying to find some positive news, even with estimates of increases for soybean crush during the month of September. It hasn't had a big positive increase. A new poll said soybean processors likely crushed a record number of soybeans in September, especially as new facilities have ramped up operations. That poll did take place. Market watchers continuing to rely on private estimates during the government shutdown. It'll be a little while before we get those numbers from USDA. National Oilseeds Processor Association said early in November it estimated September crush at 197.9 million bushel during the month. That was up 12% year over year and would be significantly a record for the month. According to a note to clients from CoBank, the crush totaled 205.4 million bushel in September. If that's accurate, would be a 10% month-over-month increase, and certainly the highest on record for the month. On a daily basis, the poll said crush rose 7.8% to 6,847,000 bushels a day. USDA Fats and Oilseeds report, usually released every month, has been non-existent for the past 2 months due to the record-long government shutdown, and there's no timeline for when it will be released next. It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We've tried to fill this hour with all the news and information that farmers need. Now let's step aside for just a minute or two, then Jeff Ishii will join us with his On the Farm report when we return.
Targeted violence is premeditated violence and is usually directed at a specific individual, group, or location. Targeted violence is different from impulsive, reactive, or emotional acts of violence. Targeted violence can include school shootings, workplace violence, domestic violence, stalking, and terrorist attacks. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county and all 50 states. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, the United Nations is recognizing next year, 2026, as the International Year of the Woman Farmer. That's according to Lisa Wary. She's a Pennsylvania farmer and also a member of the American Farm Bureau Federation's Women's Leadership Committee. She says that committee has a full slate of programming for the year ahead, including something they're calling the ACE Summit,
which is Advocate, Cultivate, and Empower. We're going to do that in D.C. in June, and that's going to roll right into the Women in Ag Survey, which will explore women's leadership and involvement, access to the industry, and identify barriers and opportunities and provide actionable insights to strengthen engagement and support systems. But the big thing is about how women play a vital role in American agriculture.
Once again, the United Nations is recognizing the year 2026 as the International Year of the Woman Farmer.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Today's program is made possible by Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation, which offers farmers and landowners cost-share funding for best management practices that protect water quality and natural resources. The cost-share program is now accepting applications from farmers and landowners in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Information at your local Soil and Water Conservation District office.
If a hurricane hits, have what you need to weather the storm. Now is the time to put together a disaster supplies kit. For a list of items to include, visit redcross.org.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Want to do your part to help with the environment? Start in your own backyard. Pesticides and fertilizers can wash off our yards from rain or overwatering and hurt the environment. Follow all application instructions when using these chemicals and never dump leftover fertilizers or pesticides on the ground or in the trash. Instead, take them to your nearest household hazardous waste facility. Contact your county's cooperative extension office for more information. Remember, a cleaner environment starts with you, right in your own backyard.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today gives us some good advice to lose weight. It tells us to laugh, and you'll burn up 3.5 calories just by laughing. And that's no joke. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
When it comes to silage, we're picky. That's why only products with superior tonnage, digestibility, starch, and energy characteristics qualify to make up Seed Consultants brand's Super Select Silage Hybrids. These products are heavily tested and proven throughout the Eastern Corn Belt to produce more tons and more milk, backed by the agronomic knowledge of a Seed Consultants sales professional. Buy into better silage. Visit SeedConsultants.com.
Down on the farm, the workday begins pretty early. We're so glad you saw fit to turn on your radio this morning. The CJ Agribusiness Report continues now with an update from the USDA.
What changes were noted from September to November within USDA's latest crop production reports? Corn production is forecast to down 1% from 2 months ago, yet still projected to be record production. Likewise, corn yields were down slightly from the previous report, yet still record high. Soybean production forecasts were lowered by 1% from September and 3% year over year. Despite lower harvested acres from last year, bean crop yield is forecasted to set a record in 2025. Cotton production forecast rose 7% from the previous report, yet 2% lower than in 2024. Higher yields were recorded from September and from last year. 58 pounds from the previous forecast and 33 pounds from 2024. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Every June, we celebrate Dairy Month. But around here, every month is Dairy Month. When the CJ Agribusiness Report returns, we'll hear from Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, ladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at beef on dairy. We're seeing a very large trend right now in the U.S. where we're breeding our dairy cattle to a beef bull semen. And the reason for that, these animals, we call them black calves, are now selling for over $1,000 one or 2 weeks after birth from these cows, and can have a real impact on dairy economy. And in fact, in some cases, this is the difference between being a profitable dairy farm or just breaking even with current prices. Well, what do these animals look like? Well, first of all, these black calves that are basically Angus and Holstein crosses, they have a high quality carcass for consumers, improvement in feed efficiency as well, and a premium price compared to, say, just Holstein, straight Holstein animals being fed out. Basically, the beef industry is going through an interesting time change. We used to have 39 million beef cows there to produce beef calves. We're down 28 million head here in the United States, primarily because of drought stress, some of the fires, and some of the economics now. But right now, beef really is selling at a very, very high price. Right now, beef is expensive. It's about, if you look, depending on the cuts, the national average about $8 per pound for beef, compared to pork at $3.50, poultry at $2.30, $2.25. But yet, consumers still like beef in their diets as well. Right now, there are about 5 million beef on dairy animals in feedlots, and they're going to provide about 24% of the market share here in 2024-25. We also know, in terms of beef semen sales, we are now selling 10 million units of beef semen. It used to be 3 million. Now you can see a tremendous increase there. A lot of herds, about a third of these animals are being fed on beef on dairy, and they're using about 10 million units of sex semen, which means now we can predict more female calves to rather than having a 50-50 blend coming out there as well. Because of this action, we're seeing a shortage of heifers in the United States. Right now, heifers have increased roughly about $2,000 where we were a couple years ago, and we've seen them over $3,000 right now in some of our markets here in the Midwest and in Northeast and in California as well. So certainly there's some strategies here as well. We know that in a part of another speaker in the seminar talked about Jersey calves have less value because they are slower growing here. And of course, since these calves are now going into the beef area, a slowdown in the meal markets as well. One of the areas we're really looking at is some of the liver abscesses. It appears our beef on dairy have a higher rate of this, and there's some research looking at causes of this. It looks like it's going to happen in early life of these young calves as well. All Angus bulls are not the same. They're now being selected very carefully for Holsteins with using EPDs that's similar to a PTA in dairy cattle as well. So our take-home message, Bill, that certainly dairy farmers have alternatives to consider when breeding that cow. Do I use a beef bull or do I use a sex semen animal or conventional semen here? Economics will be important. It looks like dairy beef will be here for the next year, year and a half, as the beef herd is starting to grow back here in the United States here. So develop your strategies here in dairy farms. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Farm Disaster Assistance Announcements Monday.
Announcing Stage 2 of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program.
Deputy Agriculture Secretary Stephen Vaden in a virtual media call with reporters at Stage 1 of SDRP covering calendar years 2023 and 2024 also continues. In addition, sign-ups were announced for the Milk Loss Program and On-Farm Stored Commodity Loss Program. Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary Richard Fordyce says sign-up for all three programs begins this coming Monday, November 24th.
The Milk Loss Program and On-Farm Stored Commodity Loss Program will be open through January 23rd, while SDRP Stages 1 and 2 will be open through April the 30th.
Details on all disaster assistance signups are available at local farm service agency offices or online at fsa.usda.gov/resources/programs. Click on the link to 2023-24 disaster assistance. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Just ahead, the latest weather forecast. Tony St. James will bring us American cattle news and the closing market report. But first, it's Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork report. Where can you buy 4x8 sheets of 7/16 OSB for just $8.18 a sheet? Bird's Lumber and Perry. How about 4x8 sheets of half-inch drywall for just $11.97 a sheet? Yeah, that's Bird's Lumber too. You pick it up, you save big. 7/16 OSB, just $8.18 a sheet. Half-inch drywall, just $11.97 a sheet. Bird's Lumber, Washington Street in Perry. Your best price place is open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
Farm women are as at home behind the steering wheel of a tractor as their male counterparts. That's next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Four through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. When I listened to Kendall Cornelius talk about driving a tractor, she reminded me of my mother driving our farm truck when I was a kid. My dad would be on the combine, and she'd be right there with the truck when the hopper was ready to empty. Cornelius is a field specialist with New Hampshire Extension.
Many tractors are built to be ergonomically friendly and be easy to operate. So there's literally no reason as to why a woman would not be capable of operating a tractor.
Cornelia says not only that, but there are many women who farm by themselves and drive all the machinery. Being able to do that and not necessarily rely on someone else, well, Cornelia says that's pretty cool.
More than anything, I think a tractor gives the operator a sense of ability to accomplish. It gives you an avenue to use your brain, your critical thinking skills, and it saves your sweat equity because it's still work driving around on the farm accomplishing things, but it gives you the ability to accomplish something greater than just hand labor would accomplish.
You can find information online about choosing a tractor and how to operate it and maintain it safely. Local extension agents and even other farmers are good sources as well. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
The clock says we have just a few more minutes left of today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Then it's today's favorites and the legends on the CJ Country Morning Show. Right now, it's a check of the weather forecast, then Tony St. James with the American Cattle News and closing market report.
Western New York weather.
For today, a slight chance of showers between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 47. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 31. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 40. Currently, at the Genesee County Airport, it's 43 degrees.
American Cattle News. What's the value of hay? More after this.
I'm Russ Kohler, a dairyman from Utah. Safety, know your limits. Heat stroke is life-threatening. Know the symptoms, confusion, loss of consciousness, seizures, high body temperature, hot dry skin, and profuse sweating. Reduce your risk during the heat of the day by working earlier or later. Allow time for water and rest breaks by drinking 2 to 4 cups of water each hour.
This public service message is brought to you by Farm Bureau and the U.S. Ag Centers.
Dr. Mark Johnson is an Oklahoma State beef breeding specialist. On the value of hay.
What is the value of hay right now in Oklahoma? And so we walk back through a little bit of history, but it's interesting how we got here addressing this question of what is hay worth in August of 2025. If we look back over the last 3 years, it's been kind of a bumpy road. That big drought in 2022 didn't leave us with a lot of hay inventory. As we go back and forth from there, and just taking a look at what has happened in 2025, hay was actually, at relative to the 10-year average price on a national basis across all types of hay, hay was more expensive than normal in January. We actually saw that seasonal increase up until May go up by $20-some a ton. Since that time, there's been ample moisture. Mother Nature's cooperated with us. Probably seen a few more acres that became hay meadows this year. And as a result, here in Oklahoma, when we finally got into hay fields in the past month, the reports of yields have been good. And we're all asking that question from both sides of this equation, whether we have hay to sell or we need to procure it and buy it. The way it looks right now, some of those early forecasts for hay being more expensive this year, probably overestimated. It looks like average hay price for the year is going to be down. That is the report from most all around the country. Now, as we look out west, where they're still in a drought, about the only higher prices of hay we see in the past couple months are coming from some of the western states. So, bottom line, what can we expect? It looks like a good year for end users.
American Cattle News.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
When winter hits hard, step out with confidence in dry-shod waterproof boots designed to keep your feet warm, dry, and super comfortable, no matter how deep the snow or how wild the weather. With rugged but super lightweight soles for grip and insulated for comfort that lasts all day, these boots don't just resist the elements, they conquer them. Check out the Easy On, Easy Off styles for hunting, working, and playing at dryshodusa.com and visit Kelly's Garage, 2868 Route 246 in Perry to grab your pair of dry-shod waterproof boots beyond the original. Built to perform.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number 1 on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Thursday, November the 20th. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the red, 6538. The Dow down 457.52 and NASDAQ lower as well to 2078. Bitcoin lower, gold lower, euro higher. So we go over to the energy's futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate, January in the red, 58.76. February down at 58.48 and March 58.27. Gasoline lower, nat gas lower, crude oil lower. Over to the grains futures prices. Corn December 3.25 down, 426.5. March 437.75 and May 445.25. Soybean lower, soybean meal lower, soybean oil lower as well. Wheat December 9.75 down here at the end of the day, 527 even. March 540.75 and wheat May 549.75. Hard red winter wheat December 506.25, 9.25 lower. March in the red as well, 523.75. Hard red spring wheat December 539.75, 6.5 down. March in the red as well, 560.5. Over to the cotton, starting December contract 62 cents down at 61.68. March slightly lower at 63.74, and May 3 cents down as well, 65 even. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle December 157 lower, 214.72, February 215.40, and April 215.57. Feeder cattle January 507 down, 316.37, March 485 lower, 308.55. Lean hogs higher, pork cutout even, class 3 milk lower.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-725-5682. 800-725-5682. 800-725-5682. That's 800-725-5682.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Pew, pew.
Wait. Mom, what?
Huh? What?
What'd you say? Wait a second,
what? This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.